Between 1921 and 1929, Eugenia von der Leyen came into contact with the souls in purgatory, a mystical experience that she recorded in a book, My Conversations with the Souls in Purgatory. Eugenia's diary begins on August 9, 1921. From then until 1929, the year of her death, she recorded the names of souls and the experiences she had with them. On June 11, 1923, a soul from purgatory made its first appearance to Eugenia. This would continue for the next several days. The soul from purgatory would appear at her bedside moaning, but Eugenia could not figure out why the soul had been appearing to her. On June 29, 1923, the soul from purgatory made another appearance, but one thing that Eugenia had noticed was that each time the soul appeared, he looked to be sad, angry, in pain, and in need of something from her. Eugenia had tried many times asking what was it that he needed, but the soul did not speak, so she instead would offer prayers for him. On July 6, 1923, the soul appeared, and this time he could speak. He looked happier than before, and revealed himself to be Shepherd Fritz, a man who was murdered by his own son. Eugenia had asked the soul why was it making so many appearances to her, to which the soul responded that it was she who offered so many prayers for him. On July 9, 1923, at 6 a.m. in the morning, the soul of Shepherd Fritz appeared again and made it known to Eugenia how important it was for masses to be offered up for the poor souls in purgatory, as it helps them a lot. The soul made more daily appearances to Eugenia until on August 10, 1923, when the soul appeared looking more bright and radiant and even smiling. This time the soul made it known that he was suffering no more. Princess Eugenia von der Leyen, who in the last 8 years of her life received constant visits from the souls in purgatory, like the Austrian Maria Sima, Eugenia, as a young woman, also wanted to become a nun, but her poor health prevented her from doing so. She thus lived as the unmarried sister of Prince Erwin II von der Leyen. In the castle, she was a tall, beautiful, jovial, and simple woman, very kind, always ready to help everyone and to do her utmost for those in need. Much loved by the villagers, she had a rich interior spiritual life that, however, she could not easily share with her own family. Her only confidant was a confessor, Father Sebastian Weiser, who, in a sworn statement, affirmed that the princess was completely credible and that, indeed, she had begun keeping a diary of the apparitions at his instigation. Eugenia von der Leyen, pray for us.